Good morning. We have Sam Dipsovich with the Department of Transportation. Today is Monday, December 18th. Sam, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Clint?
I'm good, thank you. So how did this past weekend go with the culvert?
Well, I got an update this morning that the culvert installation, the big 6-foot culvert was installed. Everything went well. They're continuing to work on the downhill slope to build that up with more material for, so they'll have a good, nice size shoulder there. And they're progressing towards pouring a concrete lane on the uphill side this week. That's going to take several days to cure. But yeah, we'll have a better update tomorrow on how it's going to look, how things are going to progress over the next couple of weeks. So,
Okay, and so
yeah.
are they pouring the concrete today?
No, they have to dig down 24 inches. And then they have to build it back up to avoid frost heaving. So they'll dig down that uphill lane to make room, fill it in with a lot of rock, and then they'll form it up so that they can pour the concrete. And from what I understand, the concrete pouring should take place tomorrow or Wednesday.
Okay, and so what we talked about last week is one lane for
They'll
pouring
pour
the
one
con.
lane of concrete at a time.
Yep. Okay, and
And some of that is obviously weather dependent. Concrete cures, you have to have it at a certain temperature and all that sort of thing. Our materials section has a big paper on exactly, what temperatures have to be used to make it set up properly and everything. So.
And do you have an idea of when that shoulder working on the downhill s slope, making that stable, do you have an idea when that will be finished?
I haven't asked that question, so unfortunately, I don't have an answer, but I'll get one for you.
Okay. And when do you expect the road to completely open up to everybody?
We are shooting for a full opening, and we should probably get Mason's feedback on this, but we're shooting for a full opening. We'd like to have it open for the holidays. So.
For next week.
But that will, like I said at the beginning, we'll know more tomorrow. That'll be answered tomorrow.
Okay, great. And Mason is not, he could not make it today. So our next update will be on Wednesday for that. And do you have any idea about when the weather stations and the drone in a box will be in service here?
Very soon, as far as the drone in the box goes, very soon it's there. They're working on getting it wired up. I think we have. I was told our one of our drone team members is heading into Wrangell today to do some work on it and get it prepped. So that should be up and running soon. I don't know how soon we'll have the weather stations up and running. I haven't got an answer on that yet. So.
Okay. Do you have any other updates for us?
Not at this time. No, that's pretty much it in a nutshell. I would just encourage people to keep checking our DOT Facebook page and the City of Wrangell Facebook page for updates on the road openings. And we'll talk to you again on Wednesday.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Sam. I appreciate it.
No problem. Have a great day.
You too.